unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo
unforgettable day for many Chileans. It was a Tuesday, just like the September 11th, now so indelible in our minds. But it happened in 1973. September 11th, 1973.
That 11th of September of 1973 changed the course of our history.
The terror and the torture have a smell. You can smell it. The sticky smell of blood.
There were words that I had never had in my vocabulary. Exile, torture, disappearances, concentration camps, and they became my vocabulary.
Government is making the same mistake that governments like that of Nixon in the past did in relation to Chile. If you do not understand what you did in the past, then you can understand what you need to do in the future.
It was a bloody, bloody coup.
In that year, Chile was in the midst of a social upheaval. 3 years before, Chileans had elected a socialist as their president. He was Salvador Allende, a physician by profession, a longtime leader of the progressive left. His presidency was cut short by one of the most brutal military coups that Latin America has ever seen. A coup that was unleashed on September 11th, but would fundamentally change life in Chile for the next three decades. Isabel Letelier, a human rights activist, writer, and sculptor, is the widow of Orlando Letelier, who at the time of the military coup was Allende's Minister of Defense. Like many Chileans who were in Santiago that day, she can recall in an instant the most precise details of that September 11th.
So by 5 a.m., the telephone rang. I took the phone, and it was the president calling Orlando. Orlando took the phone, and the president said, "Orlando, there are rumors of a coup. I want you to check what's going on." By then, Orlando was the Minister of Defense. And he calls to his office as the Ministry of Defense. It was 5 a.m., and there was somebody there who answered. Orlando said, "Who is this?" And it was a general. And he didn't ask him the obvious question, "What are you doing in my office?" But Orlando asked me again, take the phone, and he said, "Listen to the voice of a traitor."
Ariel Dorfman is a Chilean novelist and essayist who on that day was in Santiago, Chile's capital city.
Amiss, and we put on the radio, and there was military music, and we kept on turning the dial until we finally found one of the stations that was transmitting the Democratic government's positions, and that's where we eventually were going to hear the goodbye from Salvador Allende, his last speech.
Isabel Allende, the novelist and member of Salvador Allende's family, was a journalist in Chile at the time of the coup.
We had been hearing the idea in the air that there would be a military coup. Most Chileans didn't know what a military coup was because they didn't remember ever having experienced something like that. And we thought that we were quite different from other countries in Latin America, which we called, with great arrogance, banana republics. We thought that we were the English of Latin America, and that would never happen to us.
By now, it's 6:30, and the president said, Orlando, I want you to go as soon as you can to the Minister of Defense to see if we still have anybody that is loyal to us. And I was not going to see Orlando for many, many months. Later on, he told me that he had gone to the Ministry of Defense. He arrived there, the doors were closed. He knocked on the door and he said, open the door, this is the minister. So somebody inside said, oh, let the minister come in. The door opened and he felt the rifles in his back. And he turns around and one of them is his bodyguard. And he was taken to the basement and he was stripped of his clothes. And there were many people there, many people, that's what he says. And they were naked.
But as I drove to downtown Santiago from where I lived, I realized that the streets were almost empty. There were no private vehicles around. There were a lot of military tanks and trucks, stranded people waiting for public transportation. And I thought, well, maybe this is a military coup, but not quite realizing what it was. It must have been 7:30 in the morning, 8:00 maximum. And I went to my job and the building was closed, the door was chained, and there was a person who worked in the building who was against the government of Salvador Allende, who was a right-wing person, and he was celebrating. He was telling people to go back home because the liberators had come. And so I kept on driving downtown to the house of a friend because I wanted to call my mother-in-law and tell her to pick up the kids who were at school. As I arrived to the house of my friend, I saw her in the street, and she was crying. And she said, there is a military coup, and my husband left very early because he was a teacher. So he had gone down to Santiago to the Instituto Nacional, which is a public school that is 3 blocks away from La Moneda, from the palace. And so I said, I'm going to pick him up. And I found the Professor Arenas, who at the time must have been in his 50s. And he was listening to the news, and he was crying. And we stayed there for quite a long time, listening to the radio until all the radio stations were cut off the air, except one. And then suddenly, we heard the voice of Allende in his last
words. Les habla el presidente de la República desde el Palacio de la Moneda. Informaciones confirmadas señalan que un sector la marinería habría aislado Valparaíso y que la ciudad estaría ocupada, lo cual significa un levantamiento.
One day the anchas alamedas, the broad streets would be open again for the free man to walk. And he asked the people not to go out.
Le parece un pedido para construir una sociedad mejor. ¡Viva Chile! ¡Viva el pueblo! ¡Vivan los trabajadores! Estas son mis últimas palabras. Tengo la certeza de que mi sacrificio no será en vano. Tengo la certeza de que cuando venga a los
streets. And Allende said that he was never going to surrender. And so my friend, this professor, and I went to the roof of the building and saw the airplanes coming and then the bombing.
Took up arms and fought to the end in defense of the popularly elected government.
Gustavo y Augusto de Patricio, hay una comunicación, una información de personal de
Admiral Patricio Carvajal at the Ministry of Defense informs Generals Augusto Pinochet and Gustavo Lee over military radio that the attack on La Moneda achieved its goal. Allende is dead. He declares that Allende has committed suicide, beginning a pattern of deception that would last many years.
They say that Allende committed suicide and is dead now.
Entendido, digo perfectamente, cambio.
¡Vivan los trabajadores!